You. Stop. Yeah, I'm talking to you right there. You. Yes. You. I said, stop. Hey, don't you dare try to run away from me. Come back here. Damn it. I didn't want you to run. Okay. Fine. Have it your way. Part of town that often, especially not coming over to my warehouse like this. You know, this is a private establishment. This is my private residence, and I don't appreciate people snooping around. What is that smell? Human. Well, I haven't seen a human around here for a very, 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 very long time. You know, I started to think humans had gone extinct or something. I know you're not very smart, and I know you're not very resourceful, and I know you're not very good at looking after yourselves like we are. Why are you looking at me like that? You're the one here. Is weird, not me. Wolf girls are very normal. There's tons of them around here. Well, there used to be. There used to be packs of us. Until the... Oh, I won't go into that. But anyway, what are you doing here? This isn't your place to be here. In my warehouse. In this alleyway in the middle of the night. In the middle of town. What are you hiding from? And why did you try to run? Well, if you won't tell me, I guess I'm just gonna have to get it out of you some other way. You see, I don't appreciate people coming into my space and not telling me why they did that. So you're gonna fess up, little human. Or I'm just gonna have to punish you. A woo. A what? What, are you scared? Are you gonna cry, little human? Good. You know, I used to be quite the torturer back in my day. Back when I was with my pack. I have quite a reputation. That's why I'm a bit of a lone wolf these days. People are scared of what I might do. I'm a loose cannon. But I have my very special torture method that I've heard humans despise. See, I might be an adorable little wolf girl, but it doesn't mean I'm not smart. Research on humans like you. Yeah, I found an encyclopedia once down in this old abandoned library in the middle of town, and I read the chapter all about humankind. It wasn't very nice. You lot are very, very, very naughty sometimes. You got up to all kinds of things. So, I'm just gonna sit you right here. I said sit. What a good human you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Now, hush. While I employ my method of punishment upon you. Now, you could tell me. You could tell me what you were doing here. And how you got here, and where the other humans might be, because I know it can't just be one of you, you can't be the last of your kind. That's not possible, right? Surely. There's more of you. And I kind of want to meet more humans. So you're going to tell me everything you know about why it is you're here, where you came from, and what you're doing in my side of town, in my house. And if you don't tell me, well, I'm just going to have to torture you more. Are you ready for your punishment, human? No. Well, I'm not surprised. Well, I'm ready. So here we go. I'm going to punish you using the one technique that I know humans hate the most. The art of headbands. Don't you... Shh, don't you dare speak. I don't care if you're babbling. And you're begging and pleading. No. Why do you look like you're laughing? Shush. No, don't tell me. Don't tell me why you're laughing, okay? This is getting silly. I'm wasting time. Time for the headbands, okay? I know you're going to hate this. And if you give up, you can just cry. I give up. I'm going to tell you where I came from and what I'm doing here. And why I'm sneaking around your warehouse in the middle of the night like a crazy person. Okay, here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, I knew you'd hate this. There we go. Oh, I bet you're gonna hate this now. Punishment like this, I know it's torture. Listening to the gentle pat as I touch your head like this. Oh yeah, Definitely not relaxing into that at all. Head pats are not relaxing. You see, in this book that I read, they mention that humans find this extremely uncomfortable. They hate it when people touch their hair and their head like this, especially when they get their hands and they really go for it. Really massage their scalp, you know? Really get their hands involved, making little patterns on their scalp, like this. Oh yeah, I can see. You're squirming around in your seat like that. It's only just begun and already you're thinking, oh, I hate this. You absolutely loathe this, right? Yeah. I knew you would hate headbands. Oh yeah, see? The worst, the absolute worst. I bet you've never known torture like this. I bet you've never been tortured like this before, have you? Have you? What was that? Sorry. Instinct. I get easily distracted. No, I thought I heard a noise in the alleyway. It's probably rats, honestly. They keep coming around here asking for food and stealing all of my cheese. I hate it when they do that. Cheese is very expensive these days. But yeah, there's no cows. Except the cowgirls on the farm, like, I think it's like miles from here. It's a long way away, okay? Listen, the import, the exporting thing, it's just kind of gone downhill. I don't know why I'm telling you this. You should know all of this information. You live here. Oh yeah, now it's really starting to kick in. Why are you blushing? Hold on. Do all humans blush when they're being tortured? Or is it just you? You're one of those types that I've read about in books. You know the types that are into that thing when they're getting tortured and they're kind of into it. And so they start blushing and squirming. You are, aren't you? Should have known. Okay, well, I don't have a plan B, so just don't enjoy it, okay? Just absolutely. This is not for you to be into it, okay? This is torture. I'm torturing you. I'm punishing you. I'm punishing you with these headbands. This is your punishment. You've been very naughty sneaking around here. And now you have to pay for what you've done. And I will get it out of you. I know my interrogation technique is a little rusty, okay? I haven't seen anyone else for years. I've been all alone in this warehouse. By myself. Except for the occasional rat girl scurrying around out there looking for cheese. But I don't have any cheese. I haven't had cheese in years. Sorry. I don't know why I'm telling you this. Maybe it's part of the torture. Maybe this is all part of my plan. To torture out of you. Where you came from and how you got here. And where the other humans are. Wait, what? Hold on. I was not expecting that. Did you just... I really hope that was a sigh and not, the sounds of something else. Because to me it sounded a little bit like a... Was that a moan? No, come on now. Come on, that's silly. This is not going as well as I thought it was going to go, okay? Listen, I didn't expect this to happen today. I was having a wonderful time, being by myself as usual, and then you showed up. And now, we're in too deep at this point, okay? It's gone on long enough, and I have to keep going now because I need to know. I need to know where the other humans are. Why do I want to know about the humans so badly? Well, I mean, I guess I'm a little lonely. I've heard wolf girls evolve from puppy girls, and puppy girls used to be companions to humans. Although, unlike the puppy girls, I'm not a fan of collars and leashes. My mind could probably be changed on that, though. The more I think about it, they are kind of cute. And you are kind of cute. I mean, you don't have fluffy ears or a cute little tail. I'm normally not into people without those, but I don't know. You've got all this hair. I mean, same, but... I don't know, it's different. It's not as fluffy. Wait, you're not supposed to be liking this. This is your punishment. This is torture. I'm torturing you. Don't... It's not working, is it? It's not working for you, is it? Damn. Well... I tried. I really, really tried. So, I'm just gonna ask you point blank. Why are you here? Why? You're lost. Well, why didn't you say so? If you told me that like 20 minutes ago, I would have hoped I could help you find your way home. I'm awfully good at sensing things out. I have a very good sense of smell and sense of direction. Were you seeing a cowgirl before you came to see me? Look, I'm not here to judge. I know some people are into that kind of stuff. Whoa, hey, I'm not gonna judge you. I mean, look at me. I'm a wolf girl. I've got these fluffy ears, and I occasionally like to indulge in a little bit of scratching myself, so we've all got something, and if yours is cowgirls, well, good for you. At least own up to it, yeah? You know? It's far more shameful if you don't admit to it. And then you just kind of deny it and just kind of make yourself look silly and stupid. Yeah. So do you have any cheese on you by any chance? No? It was worth a shot. Worth a shot. Well, I wasn't gonna eat it. I like to keep the rat girls at bay, you know. They're always nibbling around the place, and they've destroyed half of my warehouse through nibbling alone, and it's getting to me. It's really getting to me. It bugs me a lot. Okay, listen. It's frustrating. It's frustrating, right? I didn't ask for this kind of situation, but here we are. So what do we do now? Since clearly the torture didn't work and the punishment was not a punishment but a punishment, so I don't know what to do with you, human. Wait a minute. So you're into the head pats? So if I do this, you kinda like it? Well, okay then. I mean, I haven't had a friend in a long time, and I don't know what you know about wolf girls, yeah, but we're very loyal, and we make awfully good companions for travel, so maybe this was a blessing in disguise. Maybe you didn't know you needed a wolf girl by your side, but now you're here, and I can pat you. Like this. Isn't that nice? And I mean, I have this cool warehouse all to myself. You could stay here a few days, and then we could go and find your friends back at the farm with those cowgirls. They're all still there, right?
Yeah.
I hear those cowgirls run a mean bed and breakfast. You know, all that fresh milk and butter and cream and cheese and stuff. Ooh, when we go, can I get some cheese? I mean, I don't have any money. Look at me. I barely have pockets on this thing. I do have pockets, but it's just... Yeah. You know, they say money is exchanged for goods and services, but I've never been very good at that. You see, the last time I tried to hold down a solid job, I accidentally bit someone. But it wasn't my fault. I've got urges, okay, instincts. We all have something, okay? Mine is accidentally biting the hand that feeds me. Look, their fingers look delicious, okay? It was covered in food. I don't know what went wrong, okay? I blame society, okay? It's not wolf girl friendly, okay? It's not my fault. Got you now, right? And we can be friends, and we can travel around the place. And occasionally, maybe I could give you a punishment of head pats.
Oh yeah, because you hate that, right? Yeah, you hate that so much.
I can tell. I can tell by the way. Oh no, you're blushing again. Shit. So wait, this blushing thing, when humans blush, it's not because they don't like it, isn't it? It's because they really like it. It's because they really like it in a way, isn't it? Oh.
So head pats turn you on?
Huh. And they say I'm weird.
Well, I can work with that.
Hey, don't get too worked up now. Jeez. We only just met. It's kind of weird you doing that. Okay? Okay? No.
We better go find ourselves some cowgirls.
So, if you come over here, I'm gonna sniff your clothes. And then we'll be on our way, okay? No, you gotta stand really close to me. No, no, close like that, okay? Ready? That's all I'm gonna say. I hope you're ready for that. Are you ready for that? I'm the one way to find out. Let's go.